Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, praying from Israel on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. And I wish that you could see what I see, because it's the place Jesus walked on water. It's a place where all the fishing happened. It's a place where around which most of Jesus's ministry was happening. And so, in fact, today I had a chance to see a first century synagogue that has been excavated in Magdala, and touching the rocks that no doubt Jesus touched, which is super amazing. And so I think about these passages that I'm reading today are from the Sermon on the Mount. And this morning, my husband and I had the chance to renew our vows on that site. And so we got to see where this happened, which is amazing. And again, I am without words. So today I'm reading to you from Matthew 5, verses 27 through 32. And this is what it says. "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we are humbled and we are a little scared that you know our thoughts and you know the intent behind our thoughts. And being angry and being lustful is the same as murdering and committing adultery. And Lord, we think we're off the hook so many times because maybe our outward acts are not as heinous as our inward thoughts. And so Lord, I pray for a Holy Spirit scrubbing of our thoughts today, that you would scrub our lustful thoughts away, and we ask for your forgiveness for those, and that you would scrub our angry thoughts away where we have wanted demise to happen to one of our friends or family members or just someone that we know, or maybe a political figure or something, and we have these ill thoughts toward people. We want to be cleansed of that. We know that we need the renewing of our mind. We also know that the testing of our faith produces endurance. And so we ask that you would help us to have that testing of our faith, and that we would endure to the end, and that every single day we would grow less murderous in our thoughts, less lusty in our thoughts, and more like you, Jesus. And we recognize that we cannot manufacture a heart like this on our own. We need you. And so once again, we turn to you because we need you so much. Lord, I also pray for those who are affected by divorce. As a child of three divorces, I know what it's like as a child to walk through that, and how painful that is for children. And so I pray for healing for all the children of divorce today, that your Holy Spirit would just lay, just bring deeper understanding and healing. And in those broken places, I pray that you would rebuild what has been lost. You would build foundations where there were none, and that you would salve the wound of divorce. And for those who have experienced it as spouses, I pray, Lord, that you would help them to understand that divorce is not the unpardonable sin, although I think sometimes we have thought that, but it's not, and that your grace is sufficient for us, for your power is made perfect in our weaknesses. Therefore, we could boast about our weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in us, and we can become well content and happy with insults and distresses and persecutions for Christ's sake, because when we're weak, then is when we're strong. And I know many of people that I've known that have gone through a divorce have had that kind of revolutionary acknowledgement that we are weak and you are strong. And so, Lord, be strong in our weakness. Be strong in our grief. Be strong in those times of hopelessness. Be strong in relational strife. We need you today, and we love you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several different levels that you can support the podcast at, one of which is free art at the $10 level and a free secret podcast at $25, and then added to my personal prayer list at the $100 level. So I would love to have you support the podcast. It's so far I have been able to not have sponsors, and this is how we do it. So thank you so much. And I'm signing off from the Sea of Galilee.